Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Church say amen again.
Amen.
And one more time for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord is able, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
When we are weak, that is when he is made strong. And so we continue to pray for all, especially these families who have had these difficult days of news. I want you to stand to your feet now and turn with me to the book of Haggai. It is an Old Testament minor prophetic book that you will find nestled towards the back of your New Testament. Very small book, only a couple of chapters, and yet there's a lot that is to be said in this particular book. And so I invite you to find it. Amen. If you need to look at your table of contents, go ahead. Amen. This is one of them small ones you'll miss. All right. Don't fake the phone. Don't pretend like you found it. Mouth read along with me like you're looking on. Go ahead and look at your table of contents. I want you looking at the word. Amen. Chapter 2, starting in verse number 3. Say amen when you've located that text. The Bible reads as follows. Who is left? Haggai chapter 2 verse 3. Who is left among you who saw this temple in its former glory? And how do you see it now in comparison with it? Is this not in your eyes as nothing? Yet now be strong, Zerubbabel, says the Lord, and be strong, Joshua, son of Jehozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all you people of the land, says the Lord, and work, for I am with you, says the Lord. According to the word that I covenanted with you when you came out of Egypt, so my spirit remains among you. Do not fear. For thus says the Lord of hosts once more, it is a little while, I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and the dry land, and I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, the gold is mine, says the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter temple shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this I will give peace, says the Lord of hosts. Here ends the reading of God's divine and eternal words. May it edify and may they sanctify the people of God. I would that you pray with me on the title of this sermon, A Greater Glory.
Yeah.
A Greater Glory. Let's pray together. Father in heaven, I ask now that the words given, the words written, and the words spoken would not return void, but that they may accomplish that which you intended. May hearts be encouraged, may minds be illuminated, may souls be convicted. Let the anointing of the Most High fall fresh in this place, O God. And I ask, dear Lord, that someone will be drawn closer, nigh unto thee, someone who doesn't know you in the pardon of sin, that they may drop all inhibitions and prohibitions and move closer to you and surrender and say, I accept the free gift of eternal salvation. And those of us who claim to already know you, may we also draw nigh unto thee because of this preached word. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' sweet name, that all of God's children, the redeemed of the Lord, say together, amen,
amen,
amen, and amen. God bless you, saints. You may be seated in the blessed name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. So before I move into the sermon, ushers, you may be seated. I want to say for visitors, how many of you are visiting with us? Just raise your hand just to see you. So it looks like most of us over here to my left. And let me say this because I didn't know that we've got a birthday from Mother Dukes. Mother Dukes, is that right? A birthday coming up, or when is it? It's tomorrow. How young will you be if you don't mind me asking? 82. So let's give the Lord a praise offering. And she's got all the children, or most of the children in the family, sitting and visiting with her. We thank the Lord. And then there was one other birthday that we noted, and I want to make mention of as well. And whose other birthday am I overlooking? Here it is. We have Brother Dukes, we have Brother Marvin B. Ross, and we have Alice Cruz, is that right? Those are among the birthdays that we are celebrating, so let's keep those families lifted up in prayer. So those of you who are visiting with us, every fourth weekend in October, we as a church pause to give recognition and pay respect to the fact that over 105 years ago, to be exact, the name Shiloh Baptist Church was incorporated in the records, the halls of the Mercer County Courthouse. We have records to prove that on October the 16th, members of the then Shiloh, a burgeoning congregation that had a few other names before, had prayed about and then made their way to the Mercer County Courthouse October 16, 1897, and incorporated the name Shiloh Baptist Church. And that is why on our shield you will see 1897, incorporated, founded 1880. And so we celebrate the 105 years of the name of the Shiloh Baptist Church, but we also embrace and acknowledge the prior years from 1880 to 1897, those 17 years that we went by Berean Baptist Church and a few other church names that were here in the city of Trenton. But those roots trace our way back. And just like the DNA that we have, some from mother, some from father, X chromosomes, Y chromosomes, born is a new person out of a history and a legacy of two now bearing one. We thank the Lord for those prior congregations and for that which gave birth to the Shiloh Baptist Church in 1897. So today, today is the weekend in which we pause and celebrate the 132nd birthday of the Shiloh Baptist Church and those forerunners. You can do better than that. Give God a praise offering for the saints of God that led the people of God to establish one of the oldest congregations, African-American congregations, if not the oldest, in the city of Trenton. That's a rich legacy that we need to celebrate and we need to embrace. And so part of that celebration is what we do every Saturday, fourth Saturday in the month of October. We do something called the S. Howard Woodson Breakfast. You heard from Deacon Porter, who reported on the breakfast yesterday and the Men's Day activities that are coming up. We showed you our honoree, who was given the Reverend S. Howard Woodson Lifetime Achievement Award. Again, Dr. Mitchell, we honor you. And then on that next Sunday, today, the fourth Sunday in October, I always pause to give recognition to a sermon of the many, many sermons that was left to us in manuscript form by the late Reverend Dr. Samuel Howard Woodson Jr. And so I'm going to share not only a sermon, but a very special sermon. The sermon that was shared in November of 1972, some 40 years ago, almost to the day, November 1972, when the Shiloh Baptist Church left the old Junior 3 and marched down West State Street and came on up and inhabited for the first time this sanctuary that was then one of the most audacious construction projects any black church had ever undertaken in the state of New Jersey and along the eastern seaboard. $1 million edifice this was in 1972. You do the math and calculate what that means in terms of what it would take to build this kind of structure with today's kind of money. And yet those saints, like in 1880, like in 1897, like in 1969, embarked upon something that said nothing is too hard for God. And so I want you all to give the Lord a praise offering for the legacy, the history, and now 40 years of being in this building, and it still ranks as one of the most sought after locations in which not only to do ministry on a Sunday, but to hold meetings and bring community together throughout the week. The Shiloh Baptist Church, located at 340 Reverend Dr. Samuel Howard Wilson Jr. Way. And I praise the Lord that I can stand in the legacy of great men and great women who birthed this congregation in the blessed name and pushed this congregation in the blessed name of Jesus. So this is the sermon that Dr. Woodson preached. And you can find this sermon on our website. It is entitled, A Greater Glory. If you just go to our website, www.shilohtrenton.org, and just click on Audio Sermons, Reverend Woodson, you'll see a series. We've got about 8 of them on the website now. Wayne has been working hard to upload as many of them as we can so that folk can listen to the history of the Shiloh Baptist Church. And to that, I want to add the reading when we get these sermons in print form. You can read the book, listen to the CD, and listen to them on the website as well. So go with me some 40 years ago as I shared the words that God gave Reverend Dr. Woodson that I share with us today. It was on a Sabbath morning some 2,500 years ago, a morning not too much unlike this, that an ancient congregation gathered in a new church in an old city called Jerusalem. For more than half a century, the temple, a place where God had promised to meet his people, had lain in ruins. A hasty nation had destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. But now on this Lord's Day morning, the pastor stood in a new church, for he had been sent with orders from headquarters to tell the remnant of Israel, thus says the Lord God, rise up and build. And on that Lord's Day morning, he stood now in that new church and in that new pulpit. I tell you, beloved, I know how he must have felt. I know what joy must have run riot through his spirit. What gratitude to God must have fought for expression on his lips. His name was Haggai. And the sermon he preached that Sabbath morning has suggested the text and the subject for you and me this Lord's Day morning as we gather in this new church. As he looked out on that ancient congregation, Haggai spoke these words that you found nestled in the book that bears his name. The book of Haggai, the 2nd chapter, the 3rd and the 9th verses that I've already read for you in your hearing. Who is there left among you that saw this house in her first glory, and how do you see it now? The glory of this latter house shall be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts, and in this place will I give peace. And the text has suggested the subject, beloved, a greater glory. As we enter upon a new era in the history of our church, we are confronted, you and I, with a new and a greater challenge. The task which we undertook almost a decade ago in the building of this new church does not end with this day of joyous celebration. Let no one think this is the end of the line. It is only the beginning. Oh, to be sure, our hearts are happy. To be certain, tears of joy may dampen our eyes. To be certain, our dreams have come to fruition. The long years of waiting are over. The hour for which our hearts have longed has arrived. But I do declare, beloved, by the power of religion and the authority of God Almighty, that the greater glory of which I speak this day does not reside in the towering brick and mortar of this building. The greater glory of which I speak this morning does not reside in that unfinished tower out there that will one day be finished. It does not reside in the carpeted floors or the air-conditioned rooms of this building. That greater glory does not reside in a great new organ or in any of the modern conveniences that are befronting us today. No, the glory of which I speak does not reside either in great crowds, For God is not interested in counting heads. He is interested in weighing hearts. God is not interested necessarily in the beauty of our building, but in the beauty of our lives. Somebody don't hear me this morning. God is not interested in how well we sing, but how well we live by His guidance. For if all we have are heads to count and beautiful rooms to look at, then all we do will be as sounding brass and tingling cymbals. I tell you, my beloved, in the days ahead, there will be a greater glory. But it will be only because we, by God's grace, make this church a true lighthouse in a world that oftentimes gropes in much darkness. 27 years ago, I stood on that corner out there, the corner of the old Shiloh. I stood there one afternoon with a man whose head was crowned by the snow of the years. You know who I'm talking about, the Reverend Dr. John White. He was then your pastor for 42 years. His hair was white now, his footsteps slowed by the burdens of the years. He had baptized hundreds into Shiloh. He had preached more sermons than he could count. He had buried more members than he could remember. He had blessed more babies and welcomed more folk than he ever could recall. But despite all of that, he stood there that day with his hand on his shoulders. And he said, "Son, one of these days, there will be a greater Shiloh here. One of these days, God's going to make Shiloh into a really great church. And on this spot," he said, "a greater church will one day rise. On this spot, a greater congregation will one day worship." And he turned with a trace of a tear in his eye. And he said, "I might not live to see that day, but Shiloh will have a greater glory on this spot." Well, I don't know about you, but I know one thing. I stood there with him that day, and I said a little prayer to myself. I said, "Lord, let it be me. Let it be me. If the Lord needs somebody, let it be me to build your new church, God." And I tell you that there is a greater glory up ahead. That's not my word, but that's God's word. There's a greater glory for you and your family. There's a greater glory for all of us seated in this sanctuary. I know what it looks like right now, but let me tell you, the word of God says that there will be a greater glory. If we follow where God leads, I can testify that He will lead you to a greater glory. Oh, there may be some rough roads up ahead for us to travel. There may be some high hills up ahead for us to climb. There may be some deep water for us to cross. There may be some burdens yet to bear. There may be some tears yet to be shed. But if God be our keeper, we'll then make it someday. Then there's not only a greater glory right here in Shiloh and for your family, but there will be a greater glory after a while. And there will be the last church that we will enter. Some of us think that this may be the last church we will enter. But I've got news for you. There's going to be another church, a building not made with hands. This is not only the church I'm ever going to enter. This may be the last church in which I'll ever walk in as pastor. This may be the last church I'll ever have a part in building from the ground up. But I bless your soul, saints of God. There's going to be another church on the other side of glory. We're going to be a great kid in the morning one day. And if this is not the church building, let the church triumph. There will be another church. We worship now in this building, but one of these old days, if we keep our hands in God's unchanging hand, one of these old days, if we walk by faith and not by sight, one of these old days, if we let God have the glory and put the enemies under your feet, one of these old days, we'll worship in a church of glory. And you are talking about a greater glory, beloved. That's going to be it. I heard a man called John declare that he saw on that day a greater glory. Tell us about it, John. John said, "When I first looked, I saw a congregation coming up." How many was in that congregation, John? It was the largest I've ever seen.
How many, John? There were 144,000 in that congregation. Now that's a pretty big congregation. I hadn't seen one that big before. We were in that congregation, John. John said there were 12,000 from the tribe of Judah. And there were 12,000 from the tribe of Reuben. There were 12,000 from the tribe of Gad. 12,000 from the tribe of Asher. 12,000 from the tribe of Naphtali. 12,000 from the tribe of Manasseh. 12,000 from the tribe of Simeon. 12,000 from the tribe of Issachar. Or you act like you don't hear me this morning. There were 12,000 from the tribe of Zebulun and the tribe of Joseph and the tribe of Benjamin that made up 144,000. And John said, I started to turn away. But then I looked, great God Almighty, I looked and saw another crowd. There were the little folk in that crowd, not the big folk in that crowd. Who were they, John? They were little folk coming out of all places of the earth. They had trials and tribulation. They were those who had their robes dipped in the blood of the Lamb. I tried to count them, but my mathematics broke down. It was a number that no man could number. They were coming from the east. They were coming from the west. They were coming from the north. They were coming from the south. They were Baptists and Methodists and Catholics and Presbyterians and Lutherans and Pentecostals. They were coming from all over God's land. And the Holy of Holies opened up, and I heard a heavenly choir singing hallelujah, 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 as they marched around the throne of grace. Oh, don't you want to be in the number that no man can number? I don't know about you, beloved, but I don't want to be in the front. I don't care if I'm in the back. I don't care if I'm on the side. As long as I'm in the number that no man can number. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God shall be gathered together at home, we're going to tell the story of how we made it over. I don't know about you, beloved, but one of these old mornings, we're going to have to step out. Step out of the past into your future. Step out of the mortal into immortality. Step out of corruption into incorruption. I don't know about you, beloved, we're going to have to step out onto the King's highway. And when you step out onto the King's highway, you're going to hear God say, well done, my good and faithful servant. You were faithful over a few things, and now I want to make you ruler over a few more things. Come on up a little bit higher. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Does anybody want to go into the joy of the Lord on this Lord's Day morning? Does anybody want to step out and receive what the Lord has waiting for you? One day, I will join that crowd and move into a greater glory, a glory that only God can give, a glory that only God can keep. We're going to open the doors of that great heavenly church, and we're going to walk through the pearly gates onto the streets made with gold. And we'll be able to drink out of the stream of life. We'll be able to eat from the tree of life, and we'll be able to stand around the throne of grace and give God praise, for he alone is worthy of our praise. If this is only a dress rehearsal of what we're going to do up there, and if you won't praise him up there, you might as well start praising him down here. If you don't step out up there, you might as well step out down here. If you don't lift him up there, you might as well lift him up here. If you don't lift up your hands up there, you might as well lift up your hands down here. If you don't stand up there, you might as well stand up down here. Yeah. There's going to be a greater glory. Yeah. And God says that the greater glory, the glory of the latter church shall be greater than the glory of the former church. This, beloved, is the former church. But we're getting ready for the latter church. And I don't know about you, but I want to go to that place that has a greater glory. Let the church say amen today. Amen. In the blessed name of Jesus our Christ. Everyone standing to your feet today.
the deacons and deaconess clergy help me extend an invitation to discipleship on this Lord's Day. There may be someone here for whom this word is not mere recitation, but it is the movement of the Spirit in this place for someone who needed to be reminded that God's glory is going to be greater than what you see right now. And I know what we see right now is difficult. I know what we see right now is challenging, but I'm here to tell someone that the greater glory of tomorrow will outshine even the glory of today. But it will surely overweigh and overwhelm the sadness of today by the greater glory of tomorrow. And if there's someone here who needed to hear that word, my invitation to you is that you would step out, give the preacher your hand, but give God your heart, because God wants you to have something greater tomorrow than even what you have today. The choir's going to sing, and as they get ready to sing, I want to extend this invitation to anyone who, one, wishes to join the church, but number two, wishes to give their life to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you're here today, won't you step out? Won't you step out? In the name of Jesus.